Since 1991, Green Day has been releasing albums of smart aleck pop punk. The Berkeley, California trio has just put out their first bid for maturity with a punk rock opera called American Idiot. Meanwhile, out of Akron, Ohio, the two-man group The Black Keys has released Rubber Factory, whose grungy hard rock seems inspired by its decaying factory town roots. Rock critic Kentucky reviews both albums, starting with Green Day and their title song.
Now in their 30s, the Green Day men are wise enough to have proper contempt for the TV show American Idol, a phenomenon American Idiot sneers at, along with so many other more significant things wrong with the country and their characters' emotional lives. Billy Joe Armstrong yells, "Welcome to a new kind of tension all across the alien nation," that is, the country he and his bandmates feel so alienated from. It's not a new complaint from rock and rollers, to be sure, but as Green Day has proven so often over 13 years, the band manages to make strikingly funny, belligerent music out of the most unpromising of premises. At the center of the earth, in the parking lot of the 7-Eleven where I was taught, the motto was just right. His hands on his way hard, it's no wonder shame, cause everyone's heart doesn't beat the same. It's beating out of time. Billy Joe Armstrong still possesses enough of an adenoidal whine to take convincingly the role of a tragic young character named Jesus of Suburbia. I know, this is offensive on both artistic and religious levels. Early reviews have said that Green Day is overreaching here. Imagine these wise guys presuming to revive the rock opera. But if you listen to the album without looking at how the songs are clustered into thematic movements, the tunes stand up individually as mostly first or at least solid second rate. The last thing they are is pretentious. On the contrary, it sounds like Green Day has solved the problem of making good, snarly music while aging with an admirable lack of gracefulness. Meanwhile, in Akron, Ohio, two 20-somethings, singer-guitarist Dan Auerbach and drummer Patrick Carney, are hammering out their own points about lives lived under a psychological siege mentality. Two non-slackers who paid their bills working with lawnmowers and weed whackers, Auerbach and Carney recorded this third Black Keys album in an abandoned rubber factory, hence the album's title. Unlike other great Akron acts like the avant-punk's Per Ubu or the Pretenders' Chrissy Hynde, the Black Keys filter punk's power and brevity through the mainstream. The 70s mainstream, that is. The catchiest, crunchiest riffs of bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company. We'll be right back. Because they are a duo and because their melodies contain strains of blues rock, the Black Keys get compared to the White Stripes, yet another band with a color in their name. But I think the Black Keys share at least a philosophical kinship to Green Day in singing about desperate young men who don't know how or even want to focus their anger over the dead endings of their hometowns and their hopes. They spray out this rage with hoarse yells and raw guitar chords, blaming everyone, even, or maybe especially, themselves. It's a mature way back to the immature, simplistic music that they love to make. And this is what keeps both Green Day and the Black Keys from being anachronistic or pathetic. Instead, these yowlers sound suspiciously like heroes.
Ken Tucker is film critic for New York Magazine.